dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
We've only got an hour, so let's start.
Perfect, perfect. Let's get it going.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of volleyball talk today because we've been talking football for about 77 straight months. So we're going to preview the state volleyball tournament. We're going to have our weekly Loper Link actually with UNK coach Rick Squires in the second half as they get ready to host the RMAC tournaments. And believe it or not, I'm walking on air. But believe it or not, there is a chance the Lopers could host a regional because not only is it a tough region, but Concordia St. Paul has a pretty tough conference. So if there's some reason that they get upset and the Lopers could come out of here with a win, maybe they host.
I will trump you. The Lopers, with that same shot, could host the national tournament.
Well, yeah.
That's still a possibility.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That would be bigger.
Well, Tony, there's no doubt about it. If UNK's in the Elite Eight, they're the best team left in the tournament. The NCAA knows they want to come to Kearney. There is no place better when it comes to the bottom line. Now, we don't have the beaches here that they have down in Florida, and I understand that. But as far as financial, fan support, and the facilities and all that, there isn't going to be anybody else that's better. Maybe there's one or two programs out there that are in the ballpark, but there's not going to be anything that's
and
better.
And really, if you go to Elm Creek, Sandy Channel, nice beach. Yanny Park, we do have beaches.
In November, 1st of December. Why are you still talking? Coming up on the program today, we're expected to be joined by Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor, Peg Heiss from Wood River, Sharon Zavala, Grand Island Central Catholic, all headed to the state volleyball tournament. Also, Rick Squire is going to join us. We'll look at yesterday's state football playoffs. Some near surprises. I'm not sure there really was one big surprise in the quarterfinal round. But slipping in to join us here at the start of the show is a UNK athletic director, John McBride. And John,
do I need to talk fast like you guys today?
This is good stuff. We've got football playoffs. We've got volleyball conference. Basketball gets started. The men are going out to play Indiana State on Friday night. But there is something for Loper fans to see all week long starting tomorrow.
I'm going to hire you guys as PR agents. You did a tremendous job of talking up UNK and Kearney, but it's true. And the NCAA does know that we can put on a good show out here. So looking forward to Saturday afternoon. 12 noon, Saginaw Valley State coming in. UNK ranked number 6 in the country. Saginaw Valley number 16. Great matchup. And all general admission seating, just to let people know, with the quick turnaround. Plus, the last time we did this, we didn't sell that many reserve seats, and a lot of people chose the GA seating. But everything's GA. $8, $5 for seniors and youth. It's a tremendous ticket bargain. Encourage folks to come out. You know, this team has earned it. This team deserves it, you know, from the support standpoint. And Kearney's shown up before for events. We need them out there Saturday afternoon at noon. Check out the tailgating. Loper Alley will be open from 10 o'clock on to tailgate. Watch our game. Still got time to see the Huskers afterwards. That shouldn't be a factor. You don't want to miss it. It's the best in Division II college football in the country.
John, you were here the last time the playoffs rolled around. There's a different feel for this team coming in here.
Well, there is. 2002, Kingsville came in here, and 2005, Pitt State came in, and quite frankly, at the time that they came in, they were among the elite programs in the country, and talent level was through the roof. I think Tony, you were talking about what, they had 12 or 13 guys that were playing pro ball.
Yeah, it was amazing. And that was just like in the last 6 years, they had sent multiple people to the NFL, and it was just an amazing program at that time.
But, you know, I think, you know, we've learned from those. Coaching staff has learned that some of the players were at the game watching it. And, you know, it's a veteran group of guys that are getting the job done this year. I went with them out to Mesa State last week. And Mesa's a good team, didn't have a great year. They kept putting points on the board and threatening. But as a championship team, as it needs to do, we answered. And we kept answering, and we outscored them, and we won the game. And then that's why we're the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference champions and have a 10-game winning streak going. I think there's a great deal of confidence on this team. The senior leadership's outstanding. We've stayed away from those injury bugaboos really well this year, knock on wood, and hopefully that continues. It's all come together for a really tremendous regular season, and now I know they're looking forward to competing in the postseason, and they want to win in the postseason. That's the goal for this team, to get a win, have a chance to play the defending national champs then in week two, and see what you can do on the national level. But there's a great deal of respect out there for us right now.
Obviously, John, with a season like this, you should be able to pull the recruits in. It should be a great place to send your kid to college. Have you saw a direct result in money going into the football program?
That continues to grow, and this certainly helps that. There's no question about it. From both a recruiting standpoint, from a financial standpoint, people want to support a team, a program that's getting it done and is successful, and that's happening here. Between the facilities, the results, the atmosphere, the game itself being here in Kearney, getting the home games, that all adds up to success in a program and support for a program, no question.
John, you mentioned general admission tickets. Can they get their general admission ticket ahead of time?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, they can get it at the athletic department ticket offices right now. Go to pickmytickets.com. You can order them online as well. There's a single game order form on Pick My Tickets. We're trying to get that better identified for football. It's right there with the volleyball right now, but we're not selling advanced tickets for volleyball except for tournament passes. So click on the single game ticket purchase at pickmytickets.com and you can get the UNK football playoff game for this Saturday. But we're definitely selling them in advance.
And the passes for volleyball, you've got single game, but it's $20 for the whole pass.
$10 for seniors and youth.
And is it $8 for every single game if you just went to the individual
right,
game?
Right, $8 a session for two games.
So, Tony, here you go. UNK plays one session, two sessions, three sessions. 3 × 8 is?
X cubed, no, carry the one,
oh
that'd
gosh.
Be 24.
I was told there'd be no math.
And so why not get it done? Tomorrow it gets underway at 12 noon. There's 4 matches, all kinds of upsets last year for UNK. We hope that doesn't happen, but it's an exciting brand of volleyball. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you catch the football. Hopefully it's a double dip for the Lopers on Saturday.
Be a great Loper weekend for sure.
John, take us back to the first two sets in Wayne. Give us your thoughts on that volleyball team and what they were able to do there.
They were pretty good. First two sets were too easy, to be honest with you, and Wayne's a better team than that. And they woke up in the third game and then pushed us, and that's exactly what we needed going into postseason. That's the type of competition. Wayne will probably move up in the rankings this week if I'm a betting guy. I think they're going to be part of the regional field when it's all said and done, and it was a good win and a good test late in the season as you head into the post-tournament. But not worried. Again, I think it's, you know, our team responds when they need to. They're a very veteran team, very good attitude of getting the job done week in and week out, and they've had a bullseye on their back all year, but they know they've got that goal out in front of them to get after it with Concordia, and we lost in 5 last year, and I know they're looking forward to having a chance to, you know, rematch and play for an Elite Eight opportunity down the road. But need to take care of business with the RMAC and keep playing well heading into the postseason. We'll see everybody at the Health and Sports Center in Cove Stadium this weekend. Place to be.
All right, John, thanks for coming in. We always appreciate seeing you. Big weekend.
Thanks for taking a walk-in today. Just thought I'd drop in and say hi to you guys. Thanks, Tony, for all you do.
Tony's always said walk-ins are welcome.
There you go.
Except when I'm getting my hair cut. And apparently I'm not.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John. John McBride, Athletic Director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We're going to talk more about the volleyball in the second half of the show today with Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires. He will join us for our Loper Lines today as well. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the high school state volleyball tournament. Chris Connor, we're going to try and grab her before she gets back into her teaching duties for the day. And then also I want to remind you that Peg Heiss from Wood River is going to join us. Sharon Zavala is scheduled to join us as well, if we can get everybody in. The Dead Popper inbox says, John and Kearney, nice reference to the greatest American hero, Doug. You are older than dirt.
I got that reference.
There you go. Aaron and Kearney says, where is H-Man when you need him? Since we keep waffling on our quarterbacks, why not put LaTravis Washington in to try it out? This is what that is, right? Seems like an open tryout right now. Hell, put Helu in to try it. He's the only guy that we have on offense that can make plays. Another thing about our offense, if we keep recruiting these soft, slow, and dumb offensive linemen, we're not going to get anywhere. Wow. Dumb? Dumb? Oh, Jake Hickman's pretty smart, I think. I don't know.
Ricky, well, okay, I'll side with the team healer.
He called him Chris Henry, by the way. Keeps making the same mistakes over and over. Sean Watson's an idiot. Aaron doesn't like anything. If I can tell what play we're going to run because of the formation, then I'm sure that the opposing coaches can tell what we're going to run. Yes, I did just call myself an idiot, but I'm not an offensive coordinator of a Division I football program. Go Huskers, Royals, and Cow Turd is still an ass. And Musburger should have hit him harder and more than once on his show. I don't know. Aaron's all over the place. Get off the good stuff, would you? That's all there is to it.
Well, Doug, a lot of playoff action was handled yesterday. You mentioned really no upsets. So we thought we had one in the making with Boys Town falling behind to Syracuse, but then the second half, that's what Boys Town does. They just take over the game and held on for a 35-26 victory. And fairness, Syracuse was the number three team in the state, so maybe we shouldn't have looked at that as such a huge upset early on.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to Hayes Center on Monday. 3 o'clock has been the kickoff time set for Pleasanton and Hayes Center. We'll talk about some of the other kickoff times as well coming up in just a few minutes. Ewing will be hosting Humphrey St. Francis at 4 o'clock on the other side of that D2 bracket. Don't forget, all of the state championship football games can be heard right here on ESPN Radio coming up Monday the 23rd and Tuesday the 24th. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are going to talk a little bit more about what happened in the world of sports. UNK off today. Hastings College, though, has basketball last night. The women win. The Husker men, well, it was interesting for about 10 minutes, and then the second half was a total blowout, but Hastings chalked it up. They play on the road tonight at Bethel. They're more worried about that game, obviously. Tri-City Storm is home tonight as well. We'll probably give you a chance to win some tickets. But right now, let's talk state volleyball on the Doug and Daddy Show. You okay with state
Perfect.
Volleyball?
Let's get it on. I love state volleyball.
Well, coming up tomorrow, Kearney Catholic will take on Bennington in the opening round of the state. Let's record this, Derek. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Sorry. Because, you know, Daddy, so many things are going on around here.
I see that.
It's just so many things. Chris Connor's got class going on. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're frazzled. But you're not. You're calm. You're cool. You're collected. You've been to state like 5 straight years here, and you're becoming old hat at this. What's the feeling among the team as you get ready to head to Lincoln?
Well, that's a great feeling, actually. I think last year they had the attitude of, you know, we can. You know, they thought that if we played a good enough game, we could. And this year they, I think, they turned a corner, and now it's not even we can. It's, you know, we will get this done. It's you got 5 seniors on the team, and they're a great bunch of kids. Couldn't ask for a better bunch of leaders.
Chris, are they finally understanding all the club matches and all the work that it takes to go into the one moment that they've had starting last Friday night?
Sorry, somebody came in my room. Repeat that.
Are they starting to understand all the club matches, all the travel it takes in the summer, all the hard work that goes into it to have that feeling like that on Friday night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely went above and beyond. It's just volleyball, I think, is probably one of the sports that, out of all the sports, probably takes maybe the most to prepare for. I mean, because now you've got the club ball and you've got the weightlifting in the summer, and that club ball takes a tremendous amount of time. And so the kids who are, you know, in the upper echelon, they know how much time and commitment it takes.
Chris Connor is joining us here as they get ready for the state volleyball tournament. Kearney Catholic will be taking on Bennington. Let's start there. Chris, what can you tell us about them?
Well, if you watch them on tape, they kind of look like our twin. You know, they run a lot of quicks, very athletic, fairly tall. You know, they're kind of a tough team to defend, but on the other hand, we know a lot of what they do, and we're pretty comfortable with it. But they've got some good talent, and you know, it's going to come down to, you know, the basics, serving and passing.
The C1 field is very stacked, as we already know, and folks are a little ticked that you're on the side of Grand Island Central Catholic because the wild card points didn't work out, I guess, in some people's mind. We're not going to worry about that, but they are on your side. They've got to get past Wood River first, and SCOTUS or Lutheran High or somebody's going to be waiting if you're able to make it into the finals. There's no breezers when you get to state, but especially this year.
That's exactly right. You know, we were really hoping we'd get that third seed, and it's just the way the points played out. 1/100th of a point, to be exact, I think. But, you know, you got to not knock them off sometime is what we're telling the kids. And so we feed the last couple days of practice, like, you know, every day is state tournament, so we've been going pretty hard at it. And I don't think our kids are going to walk in scared. They just know you got to play the top of your game when you get down there. It's an honor to be there, and we're proud to get down there, and what you did in the past doesn't matter. You got to play every game.
Well, Chris, it doesn't hurt to have kids like Katie Sokolowski on the team either. Talk about her and maybe the improvement she's made this year.
Kate is just, she's one of those all-around players. It's not like you rely on her for just one aspect. You know, you see 6'2", and you think, wow, she must be great on the front row, but, you know, she also plays a pretty mean back row, and she takes up some good space back there, and she has great control, and you know, on and off the court, she's just a great leader. She'll be a great asset for UNK.
Chris, is there one thing that the team has gotten better? Let's start maybe at conference tournament. You're able to survive without Katie for a couple of nights because she was ill, and you guys have kept the ball rolling since then. Have you improved depth? Have you improved one spot that you're really pleased with in the last 3 weeks?
Well, I guess, you know, you look at that conference tournament and that semifinals, and at the time we didn't think it was a good thing, but I think it was probably probably the best thing that could have happened when she had to sit out, because our outsides really stepped up, and that's something that maybe we've been lacking in some of those prior games. And since then, they've been nothing but consistent for us. We've been able to rely on them, and so it's nice having, you know, those two extra punches to be able to go to offensively.
Doug, I'm looking at the other side of this bracket. For fans that don't know, 33-0 Lutheran High, 30-1 Syracuse, Columbus SCOTUS, who everyone's just advancing to the finals, they've got the five losses. Wisner-Pilger sits there as a 7 seed, 31-2. That was the side of the bracket you're alluding to. Usually at state, you think, well, there's a 21-8 team. You know, they should be out the first round. This is the most brutal bracket at state, is it not?
Well, C1 is definitely heavy, and Central Catholic's in the all-class top 10, and Kearney Catholic's two losses are in five sets to GICC and to Seward, who's the number 2 seed in Class B. So, Coach, I would have to think you believe that your kids have been tested well enough to be ready for this.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we try to pack some tough teams into our schedule. I think we did a pretty good job of that this year. Wish we would have played a couple more games, but that didn't happen. Yeah, it's definitely loaded. If you look at all the records for all the classes, C1 has best winning percentage out of those classes. And besides having, I guess, Seward and, you know, on our schedule and Gick, you know, Bennington, who we played first round, knocked off Seward a couple of weeks ago, so they're on a roll. So we got lots more testing to do.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get to class. We'll let you get ready for the big pep rally tonight and the trip tomorrow. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris Connor, head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here. I just want to make one comment. It was emailed to us earlier this week. I want to allude to it, and there's no perfect way to do this, okay? So, A, this is an example of why is a team that has five losses, three of them to Grand Island Central Catholic, why are they the number 2 seed? That does not seem fair in the wild card standings. It didn't used to be that way. It used to be win percentage. It wouldn't be that way if we were back in the old system. But this whole, you can try and sell me on, well, you got to beat them sometime. No, that's BS. And I mean that to everybody. The coaches have to say that. The players have to have that mentality. It's not true. If you don't get on the right side, if you play your best and are the second best team in the state, let's say, you don't get to play in the Coliseum. And that's the whole point, isn't it? You don't get the trophy. That's the whole point, isn't it? You can take that third place trophy and hold the door open with it. That's just my opinion. Let's take a break. More high school volleyball. Peg Heiss joins us from Wood River. UNK coach Rick Squires, he's in a dilemma. His daughter's playing for Kearney Catholic while he has his team playing here for UNK. Back after this.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. CharterWest National Bank.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save up to $600 on Resound hearing aids during a special event November 18th and 19th. A representative from Resound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. During this special event, you can save up to $600 on Resound hearing aids. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. Call today, 308-865-2277.
At Ace, people are lining up to talk to Santa's helpers for help decorating their homes.
Excuse me. Hi. I want to put up a lot of Christmas lights this year. I'm talking big. I mean Bulbarama. I want astronauts in outer space looking down saying, whoa.
No problem. For holiday decorations, Ace is the place to find everything you'll need. For a limited time, save 50% on a 26-inch pre-lit wreath or 9 feet of pre-lit garland, each for just $9.99. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating stores through November while supplies last. See store for details.
Honey, why are you digging this hole?
I'm trying to find the bottom of the housing market.
No one can find the bottom of the market.
Oh, wait, got something here.
Congratulations. Tell me, does our sprinkler system think it's a good time to buy? Been waiting for the right time to buy a home? The time may be now. Affordability has improved, and interest rates are still low. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that homeownership is an investment in your future. To learn more about your local market, talk to a realtor. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Markets do vary.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with an isolated chance for some drizzle or a few sprinkles developing with highs in the mid-50s. South winds will stay around 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance of drizzle with a low at 45. I'm weather. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again.
And happy Veterans Day to you. On the Doug and Daddy Show, a lot of things going on with the ESPN Network, so hope you're enjoying your Veterans Day. And again, as everybody is saying, a big thanks to all those. You know, there's a lot of guys that we work with that, especially in the wrestling community, that have been from Elm Creek and the Reichses and Ravenna and McCook and all over the place that have been deployed and have been back. And, you know, some of them are a little quirky like Ricky, but, you know, most of the guys... that we get to work with as far as in the school system. They're great, and again, thanks to them. The St. Cecilia Broken Bow game has been scheduled for a 6 o'clock kickoff. That has just been announced, so Hastings St. Cecilia at Broken Bow Tuesday will be at 6 o'clock.
Douglas Lunch is upon us in the Chicken
Yay!
Coop. They've got the best place to watch all the sports in town. There's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, at noon, at night, food and drink specials going on all day long. Catch all the Husker games on at the Chicken Coop, whether you're in Grand Island, whether you're in Kearney. Conveniently located downtown, both places. Kickoff to close during the NFL Monday Night Football. $2 you call it. All drinks, just $2. Come try one of the great sandwiches like the prime rib sandwich, the chicken fried steak sandwich, or we like the chicken tender hoagie Philly steak sandwich. Many, many more. Try one of the Coop's burgers, all the appetizers, balls of cheese. They've got it all. The Chicken Coop, plus each sandwich comes with great size like fries, potato salad, or coleslaw, just to name a few. Hey, the new taste sensation, the Chislicks. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips seared in your favorite wing sauce. Want them hot as Bagongos? You get the Buck Nasty. You want them just lovely? Honey Dijon. Try the Chislicks today. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
888-455-ESPN, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, another member of the C1 field is the Wood River Eagles, and they have went in on the wild card, much deserved, because that was the most brutal district in all of the state, definitely in C1. And Peg Heiss, the head volleyball coach at Wood River, is joining us here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Peg, how's it going?
Well, so far so good. Getting ready for our game tomorrow night.
Peg, you get to play Grand Island Central Catholic. How's it going?
We got the lucky draw, didn't we?
Oh. Well, I guess there's two ways to look at it. You're at least there and have a chance. And in Grand Island Central Catholic, obviously, if you can upset them, that would be probably the biggest win in school history. So you've got a chance to do some things here.
Well, that's what it's all about, making school history. So our girls are prepared and they're mentally ready to go. And, you know, we knew before the season started that we would probably have to wild card in, but, you know, two wild cards come out of our district and, you know, top-rated teams, and so we're ready to take on the challenge.
Peg, when did you know that wild card was yours, or did you have to wait till it was finally announced?
Well, you know how teenage girls are in text messages. We knew by about before 9 o'clock on Friday night.
Peg Heiss joins us here, and that's everybody kind of did what they needed to do, and everything fell in line. Wood River was right on the edge. If anybody got knocked off, they would have to just buy their ticket, I guess, this Thursday. But, Peg, categorize, I guess, how you thought the team played down the stretch. We just talked to Chris about winning conference tournament. Maybe just pick it up from there, and you were up and down over the last 3 weeks.
We definitely were up and down over the last 3 weeks. We won some huge games. You know, we went on a streak where we beat Sutton, came back after the conference tournament, and we beat St. Paul. And, you know, the girls can play at a really high level. It's just maintaining that. And I talked to the girls yesterday. You know, we haven't had a game for a long time. It's kind of like starting our season over again. Lots of practice time, but they're ready to go.
Peg, for fans out there that don't know your team very well, who is going to have to step up and carry the load for you if you are going to continue and maybe make a run at an upset?
Well, all the girls are going to have to step up, but, you know, our 1-2 punch, of course, is Morgan Fisher and Morgan Heiss. You know, they can play at a high level, and usually when they do, the rest of the girls go right along with them, and they make good passes, good digs, good serves, and, you know, so everyone's going to have to play a good match tomorrow night.
The serve of your team seems to be the, if they're serving strong and they're getting them in, that seems to be when you're playing your best. Are we going to know right away tomorrow how things are going just by looking at the serving?
Well, that's going to be a key indicator for us. You know, the girls, you know, we do a lot of pressure serving, and they like that being part of their game. And, you know, we've come back from being behind because of our serve. And so, you know, I think the girls, they have lots of confidence, and hopefully right off the bat that serve will get us where we need to be.
Well, Tony wants to know about coaching your daughters.
There are some good moments about coaching the daughters, and then there are some trying moments. But I tell you what, you know, they work hard, and they don't always agree with what I have to say, but 90% of the time, we all have a good time, and the girls I coach are their friends and their classmates and teammates, and they're all very respectful, and we have a good time together.
And one of those 90% of the times, mom's right 100% of the time.
You're right. I am right 100% of the time. There's never a question about that.
Peg Guys is joining us from Wood River. I guess how does that work? We've had obviously father sons, father daughters, mother daughters in the coaching and making it to state and things like that before. But you know, the great chunk of the parents are going to get a watch from the stands and root for their kids. Where does the parent rooting and the coaching, or is it just all strictly coaching when you get to this point?
Oh, no, I'm rooting for my own kids. You know, I got one daughter who can, you know, get up and crush the ball, and the other one that can pass it and is a good server. And I know the things that they do well. So it's I'm always rooting for them. And, you know, we have three sets of sisters on the team.
It was a good couple of winters.
Yeah, it was. It was good years.
You got the Kimenows. You've got, of course,
we have the Kimenows, we have the Fishers, and we have the Heisses.
What's lunch like when you all get together?
It's a good time. In fact, sometimes even in practice, we have the sisters play everybody else, and that's always up for some good laughs.
Well, let's ask you about Central Catholic. You've had a chance to see him. You've had a chance to see him recently. Everybody knows they're the greatest team that's ever been assembled. So what do we do here? I don't think they're going to have a mental problem, but when it comes to X's and O's, is there one thing that you think, if you do right, you can maybe have an advantage over the Crusaders at?
You know, besides serving, you know, if you're just serving an easy six ball, it's going to come back and bite you. So, you know, we're gonna let it go on our serving, and we'll make some errors, but you have to. You don't really have a choice there. Defensively, we've worked on a few strategies. I've gotten some tips from coach over there in Kearney, and, you know, talked to other coaches, and I've watched them play three or four times, and so we're just going to do what we can.
Peg, I wanted your assessment of the whole C1 field. And talking to Chris, obviously one of the most brutal fields I ever assembled. I was in the last 10 years at the state volleyball tournament.
I would say that C1, you know, looking over the entire field, they have, for one, the fewest number of losses, and some of the most competitive teams in the state. I mean, I know all classes are competitive, but this year for C1, you know, it's a top-notch quality group, I think, and we're just excited to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow night for some late-night volleyball in Lincoln at Lincoln Northeast at 8:30, and we wish you guys the best of luck.
Okay, thanks. We'll see you there.
Thanks, Peg. Peg Heiss, head volleyball coach at Wood River against Central Catholic, Lincoln Northeast, tomorrow night, right after the Kearney Catholic match. Kearney Catholic at 6:30. GICC Wood River is at 8:30, and we'll have that match for you, both of those, on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Our coverage begins tomorrow at 3:30 with Grand Island Northwest and Gretna. We'll also have matches on the Breeze 94.5 FM tomorrow with Sutton playing Alma and Sandy Creek taking on Tri-County. The Clay Center and Mullen match tomorrow afternoon will be on 1230 KHAS. All on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com.
Wood River, of course, facing Central Catholic, the 8 seed. You look at the other 8 seeds, though, Doug. North Platte, 22-10 losses. In B, 12 losses. Omaha Duquesne, 16-12. C2, Alma, 21-9. You look down to the D brackets, Pawnee City 13 losses, and you look at D2, Dodge 6 losses. So,
Fall City Sacred Heart has 11 losses, and they're not in the last seed.
Oh yeah, you're looking at the 4-5 matchup in A, 9-7 losses. You're looking at 8 losses, 10 losses, Aquinas and Bridgeport. 5 losses, and you're the 8th seed. Hey, thanks a lot.
Well, Kearney Catholic, St. Paul, and Grand Island Central Catholic, so they haven't been losing to putzes, I'll tell you that. And Sutton, who she referred to that they beat a couple of weeks ago, is the number one team in C2. We'll take a break. Hopefully we get Sharon Zavala to join us and Rick Squires, plus football talk and a lot more. Derek, are you in a giving mood right now?
Yeah,
okay?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm usually not.
Before we go to break, just a quick mention... Just a quick mention about hockey. First, did you watch poker last night?
Yes, I did.
Kata is just so incredibly lucky.
And yes, he is.
I've said this a lot. You got to have a little skill. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But if it was all skill, these guys wouldn't be winning the main event. And how many actual big names? It's always somebody new winning even the events leading up to the main event anymore.
Yeah, it is. The fields are just too big, and when you got that many people that are, you know, trying to run you down. But yeah, he got incredibly lucky last night. But you know what that's good for? That's good for the next year of online poker, because everyone will just be like, oh, let's just throw it all in with threes and see what happens. And then you call
Don't you think
and
it's
win.
Killing the game, though?
It is kind of killing the game, but at the same time, it breathes new life into poker in general, I think, because it shows that you can be 21, you can be 60, you can, you know, it doesn't really matter. You can always hang. You can, if you play your cards right, if you get a little lucky, you can win. So
I loved that Darvin Moon got to see a little bit after the football game last night.
What the hell is he doing?
Well, seriously, he's an amateur. He's going, he could be pushing me with 8-4. You know what? Okay. I'm calling.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going all in. Let's see what you got. Okay, you're putting in $10 million. I'm raising $28 million. What do you got?
He had the whole mental thing going to where you raised me, and it's a whole, you know, it's like an ego contest at that point with him, and you can't play poker like that. That's losing poker. And Darvin should have won. If he would have, he had such a massive chip stack to start. If he would have conserved some of those, he probably would have won. Probably would have got. But he did get second, so he still made what $5.1 million.
Yeah,
$1 million. That's pretty good. He's not driving a or logging or whatever he does, driving a truck or a logger or whatever.
And he's wearing a Saints hat. Does that mean they're going to finish number two, Daddy?
Who do you think will beat them Saints?
Hockey tonight. How's the Storm going to do against Bliss Littler in Omaha?
Omaha's one of the better teams. I think it's kind of between them, and I think Cedar Rapids is the other good team. Cedar Rapids, Sioux Falls. I get those two confused. Sioux one Falls, or the other. Sioux good. Falls, yeah. Sioux Falls, I think. But Omaha should be a good test tonight. When we played them earlier in the season, it was a heck of a game. So
good wake-up call over the weekend, a 2-1. Not the third period when you give up five goals, but the 2-1 loss. You know you're not going to win 38 in a row in this league. I think kids may be winning some games easier than maybe they expected.
Yeah.
Get them grounded again.
And the talent's definitely there. The chemistry's there. And they were missing a couple of the defenders over the weekend because of the brawl. And you got Pinkston and Panzarella both out. So we got the defenders back. A good Omaha team in town. You should come out and check it out. If you haven't seen the Storm this year, you're missing out. That's for sure.
How do you want to give these tickets away?
Let's do, I don't know. You just want to pick a caller? You just want to do like the fifth caller?
I love it.
Let's just do the fifth caller.
Caller 5, if you want to watch the Tri-City Storm beat Omaha tonight at 7:05, we've got a pair of tickets as Bliss Littler's going down. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We love you, Bliss. Back after this.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174. Or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Don't just eat your Thanksgiving dinner this year. Earn it at the Hastings YMCA Frozen Turkey Trot 5K Saturday, November 21st. You can run or walk the 5K and everyone gets a long sleeve tee and will have the chance to take home parts of a Thanksgiving dinner. Winners in men's and women's receive frozen turkeys. The race is November 21st at the 18th Street Y in Hastings and begins at 8 a.m. Also check out our new Turkey Trot Family Edition. For more information on either event, visit hastingsymca.net or stop by the YMCA.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with a nice little chance for some drizzle or a few sprinkles developing with highs in the mid-50s. South winds will stay around 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance of drizzle with a low at 45. On weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 48.
Doug and Valley Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Congratulations to Kelly from Gibbon. Caller 5 picks up a pair of tickets to the Tri-City Storm. Omaha Lancers face off tonight, 7:05 at the Viero Events Center. Special military night, veterans discounts as well. So bring your card, dress up if you want, wear your uniform if you want. Prideful night, and looking forward to some great hockey tonight.
I believe they still do that midweek dollar hot dog, dollar Coke special as well. They got sold over 1,000 hot dogs. 1,000 wieners went out the door last weekend.
That's good to know. Good to know. Hey, by the way, don't forget, before and after hockey tonight, check out Cunningham's with the coldest beer in Kearney, guaranteed 32 degrees or less, and that makes it so much more tasty. New additions are being made as we speak, so come in and check out the new layout. You'll see they're getting better every day, and don't forget that Cunningham's Journal in the Law has the best sports viewing setup, crowd, and televisions in Kearney, HD TVs everywhere, so you can watch every college football game, every NFL football game, whatever it is you want to watch. And of course, with so many channels, you can see some of the playoffs in Division II and in 1AA and all of that going on throughout the country as well. Whatever you want to watch, it's there for you with the coldest beer in town before the game, after the game, heck, during the game. Why not? Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney Center. Our Irish Ken fan continues to get fired up here. He says, people can say what they want, but it is pure, unadulterated garbage that Kearney Catholic did not get the third seat at a state tournament. I told Mike Patterson as much. Madder than hell, Irish Ken.
Imagine that.
Sharon Zavala has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. She didn't have to worry about what seed they were going to be because they went out and took care of business all season long, and they will be taking on Wood River in the first round of the state tournament tomorrow night at 8:30. Good morning, Coach. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show again.
Well, good morning.
Coach, let me get this out of the way. Because if it was Columbus SCOTUS that was undefeated and you had lost to them three or four times, you'd be in the same boat. What is it about playing in the Centennial Conference that always has the wild card points in the right position for you or SCOTUS or Aquinas or whoever comes out of that conference?
Well, you know, it's based on your opponent's win-loss records, and it's a tough conference. And then I believe, you know, we play in some tournaments where we get some Class B. You get those little extra bonus points, and that really makes a difference.
How do you convince these Class B schools to lose to you every year?
Oh, well, sometimes it's convincing them to let you in play. But SCOTUS plays in a few of those tournaments, too, like they're in the Northwest tournament, and probably all they saw was Class B competition. So they racked up a few of the bonus points. And they never lost to a team that was probably below a one.
Sharon Zavala joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sharon, talk about embracing that feeling when everybody else in the gym is probably cheering against you, except for your group of girls and your fans.
Well, it's the girls know they have a target on their back, and they say they don't hear the crowd, so. And that's what you want as a coach. You want to focus in. And although I know that's not true, because they'll tell me some things that the boys said. You know. So I know that's not always true. But, again, I guess we don't even talk about that.
Sharon Zavala joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head volleyball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic. Sharon, you have only been pushed past the minimum number of sets twice, but once was at the Heartland Events Center against Kearney Catholic, who you may see in the semifinals if you advance on, and they advance on, of course. But the other one was last time out. SCOTUS always, and whether it's you or them that had the early advantage, it always seems to get closer the more times you played. It went five sets of the district final. Tell me a little bit about that match.
Well, you know, we really should have put them away in three, and we did not. We made some errors at the end and probably had a little lack of focus in the middle of that third set. And we were serving for match point at one time. But, you know, SCOTUS, you know that they have scouted us at least three times and maybe more. So every time they find some different things to, and we have to make some adjustments. So when you play a team more than once, it gets tougher every time.
Sharon, you know the Class C1 field better than anybody over the past few years. Assess what it's like this year. It just seems there's so many good teams, 1 through 8.
Well, I really think it's the premier class this year as far as what is down there at the state tournament from top to bottom. you know, I'm not saying that Class A doesn't have some exceptional teams, because they do, but I mean, Class C1, it might be one of the tallest of the classes also. I mean, there are a lot of tall girls in C1.
Sharon Zavala joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You had a chance to play Wood River just a couple of weeks ago. Assess your first-round matchup for us.
Well, you know, they're a very good team. Again, they're a little bit like us where, I mean, we do have a little bit more height than they do, but we don't have that size, the blocking intimidation that other teams do. And they really rely on two very good hitters, and they rely on them a bunch because they are probably have, I know Morgan Fisher probably is the top kill leader in Class C1. So they jump serve well, and they play good defense. So, again, we have to be working on all cylinders.
Sharon, I know I've asked you this question after some of the matches that we've covered, but just for the greater listening audience here today, you still only have two seniors on this team. Sarah Libero's for you, and then Jillian comes off the bench and, you know, quite honestly, she's not in the regular rotation. So you don't have that one senior stud on your team. It's still a lot of juniors. Have you ever found a spot this year where there's still young kids are not seniors, and you've noticed that?
Yes, yeah. I've noticed that, you know, just from their sophomore year to their junior year, the emotional maturity is better, the focus is better, just the knowledge of the game becomes a little, you know, they become more aware, and of course, their skills get better. Of course, we added in the front row, a sophomore, but she's 6 foot. She might be 6'1 by now. Katie Brand, and so she's pretty dynamic. So she added a lot of, she's kind of a gym rat, so she added a lot of court awareness to our team also. So, you know, it's just a growing up thing, and I suspect that they'll even be better next year.
I just wonder if you've put any fuel on the fire by guaranteeing us you're coming home with a trophy.
Well, I wish I could do that, but, you know, as I told my girls, the game has no memory, so we have to go out and we have to execute every time out. And these other teams are wanting the trophy as much as we do. So, and again, they've got quality people.
I thought that was just Tony on Monday mornings, no memory, but I guess the game of volleyball is as well. Sharon, I know I'm going to get scooped by the new employee at the Grand Island Independent after the game for
okay.
The story, but can we be second in line?
Yes, you can.
Sharon, get back to class. Have a safe trip down to Grand Island. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Sharon Zavala. Her son, Mark, just, you know, Terry Douglas moved on. Everybody
yes.
moved up. Mark comes in. So glad to have Mark on staff over there. He's been doing a great job. You know, he was covering the opponent for a while in Columbus. So
it'll
be interesting. But will it be SCOTUS and Grand Island Central Catholic, or will somebody blow up the party? I guess we'll find out. State football, Rick Squire still to join us back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
Now you can trash talk and cheer on your favorite college football team from anywhere with ESPN Section 140, powered by Windows Phone.
The Gators! I got your Gators right here!
ESPN Section 140, powered by Windows Phone. Your mobile connection to college football fans and games across the country.
The Sooners! I got your Sooners right here!
Simply text 140 to 4ESPN.
140 to 4ESPN? I got you! Wait a minute, what?
ESPN Section 140.
Powered by Windows Phone.
Text 140 to 4ESPN and get into the game.
AutoZone. Regular oil changes keep your engine running smoothly.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Get to AutoZone today and get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $12.99. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Changing your own oil is a great way to save money. Only AutoZone offers you the right products at the right price and the expert advice you need to do the job right.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners. Vidalki Heating and Air.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center is giving you an opportunity to save up to $600 on ReSound hearing aids during a special event November 18th and 19th. A representative from ReSound will be on hand for demonstrations and free consultations. During this special event, you can save up to $600 on ReSound hearing aids. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, 615 West 39th Street. Call today, 308-865-2277.
We'll see considerable cloudiness throughout the day today with an isolated chance for some drizzle or a few sprinkles developing with highs in the mid-50s. South winds will stay around 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance of drizzle with a low at 45. I'm weather. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Where's a webcam when we need one during these breaks? People would pay to see this. Absolutely pay to see this.
I don't know why.
Oh, I know.
Time for the Loper Link. Brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th. They've got your textbooks, and they're the cheapest textbooks we guarantee because, well, they've marked all the spots. But just make sure you don't. If you open a book and it is inscribed Tony Davis in the upper left-hand corner, don't get that one. Ask the manager for details or shop online at thecollegestore.com. Also brought to you by Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans at Charterwest National Bank. The head volleyball coach of the third-ranked team in the country is Rick Squires, and he joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Everything okay?
So far, so good.
Do you think we should put our in-between off-air segments on air?
Oh, I thought it was pretty entertaining. So more of the Doug and Daddy Show is always a good thing.
Yeah, XM Radio. I gotta. You are in a situation that I know you just want to beat your head against the wall here. You want to watch your daughter play at the state volleyball tournament, yet you have to be at home to coach your team. You're not the only guy out there or the only coach out there that this kind of thing happens to. What do you do to combat it? Luckily, you've got plenty of kids that can go down and cheer on.
Well, you know, it is kind of a tough spot to be in. And fortunately, I've had a lot of years where we've been able to host this tournament, and then Kearney Catholic's team would maybe play in the morning on the first day, and I could get over there and see that match and get back in plenty of time because we usually play in the evening. But with the new format and all the matches starting in the afternoon on day one, makes it a little more difficult. So my advice to my daughter Becky has been to make sure you end up in the championship game because that one lines up pretty nicely for me.
That and thank God for Learjets.
Well, the RMAC tournament does get underway tomorrow. Coach, it was bizarre last year. Not one team getting upset. Of course, you guys were not the only one either. Everybody went down for the count in the opening round. That can't possibly happen again, can it?
Well, I sure hope not. I'm not a... You know, I've never been a huge proponent of conference tournaments to begin with, and probably that's because I haven't been all that stellar in some of them, but... you know, it's kind of one of those deals where lower seeds have a whole lot less to lose. You know, whatever has happened during the course of the regular season is kind of out the window, and now everybody gets to take a shot. And, you know, sometimes that puts a whole lot more pressure on the higher seeds, and, you know, when there's pretty good balance, at least in the top eight teams in the league, then it's not out of the question that some of the lesser seeds have a chance to advance, and you know, that's their one opportunity to keep their season alive, and the top two or three teams are probably moving on anyway. So it makes an interesting and probably more difficult dynamic. But on the other hand, you know, you feel like if you're the better team and you come to play and you're playing at home, you should be able to put together enough of an effort to get a win. So hopefully we'll be able to do that this year.
Rick, when did this team click? I think in the middle of the year you thought, okay, we're good, but really to reach the Elite Eight or make a run like that, maybe not that good. Where did it click where you thought we really belong with that group?
You know, I know we gained a lot of confidence from our victory over UNO, even though we probably didn't play as cleanly as we would have liked. But I think we saw a lot of grit and a lot of determination and some real competitive attitudes in that match. So, you know, in some ways that was a building block for us because, you know, at least from a psychological standpoint and a competitive standpoint, we kind of grew up a little bit. We made a lot of plays under pressure because there were, you know, hundreds of them in that game. And, you know, I think some of the road trips we took, when we had to go out and win at Mesa State in a hostile environment on the road with some travel the weekend before, you know, I almost think the road maybe seasoned us as much as anything. And we got some confidence from that, and then picking up a win over Wayne State and in the mighty Northern Sun was a big win for us. And you know, we've got a lot of veterans who have played a whole bunch of volleyball, and I think they've had their hearts and heads in the right place from day one.
If everybody would have watched you play the first two sets against Wayne, that rates teams, would you guys have jumped Concordia St. Paul and been number one?
Well, I would have voted for us, but I don't know. You know, until Concordia St. Paul demonstrates that, you know, they're not the Penn State of Division II, then I think we better leave them up there.
Coach Rick Squires joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nikki Scott yesterday was named the National Player of the Week. Talk about her performance here of late.
Well, we couldn't be happier for her. She's been good all year, to be honest with you. I think it's probably long overdue. I think she's had maybe a couple of other weeks where maybe statistically she was better than she was last week. So it may have been one of those deals where, you know, her combined effort over the season finally wore those people down who get to select the National Player of the Week, because she's been good from start to finish here so far, and she's had her best year. She's been basically a dominating attacker in almost every match we've played, which not only helps us with the points she scores, but it allows other hitters to hit one-on-one who maybe normally wouldn't. So, you know, she deserves it. She's worked as hard as anybody on our roster from the time she's gotten here. She's a great student. She's a two-time RMAC Academic Player of the Year. You know, people like that make my job a whole lot easier. So we're happy for her, and hopefully, you know, in the postseason here, she'll be recognized for some other things too.
Well, let's talk about the conference tournament. It gets underway tomorrow at noon. Of course, the way they seed it is cross-bracketed, and if you win the West, you're the number two, and if you win the East, you're number one. So Metro actually garners the number three seed. But you draw Western New Mexico. First off, they're going to have that long trip. What do you expect?
Well, we hope that is a very long trip. We've taken it ourselves, and it does take its toll on you. But, you know, as I mentioned before, sometimes when you're on the edge of the conference like that, those are the kind of trips that really are the glue for building your team and bringing your kids together. And, you know, I know Coach Callender from way back at his days at Peru State when I was at Hastings College, and they played us tough out at their place. It was a three-set win, but all the games were close. He's always got a trick or two up the sleeves of his Hawaiian shirt. Huh. And they're going to come in here and play. And, you know, really, they've got just enough weapons to be very competitive. They have a senior setter who's really athletic, who's a leader and has all those intangibles. They've got a nice freshman left-handed right-side hitter who can do some damage over there. And then they've got a potentially overpowering outside hitter. So they can come at you in just enough different places that we'll have to play well. You'd like to think that maybe we're a little more complete and over time we could wear them down. But if, you know, if we struggle or we give them, you know, a ray of light at the beginning of the match, then they're the kind of team that could create a lot of problems for us.
Well, Rick, we look forward to talking to you on Monday after Commerce Championship. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You guys are the favorites going in. Please take care of business. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Rick Squires, UNK Volleyball, joins us for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank. Call Russ Smith at CharterWest. We offer all types of loans, from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans. And get ready at the College Store, 1420 West 24th. They've got textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear for volleyball, football, basketball. It all says Lopers. You can check it out as well at thecollegestore.com. There it is. Your hour's up. Frank Solich beats Turner Gill last night.
Yeah, I think a lot of people look forward to that game. Probably got up to a 21-7 lead and just took it from there. Good for Frank.
And Dominican Sue, one of the four finalists for the Lombardi Award. Do we need to know that already? Isn't there another month of the season to go? That's nice. But he is looking to become the fifth Husker to win that award. Matt O'Hanlon has been named the Bronco Nagurski National Defensive Player of the Week. He's the third Husker to pick that up. Hastings women's soccer team eliminated in the semifinals of the conference tournament. Hastings women's basketball team beat 19th-ranked Southwestern 91-54 last night. Again, Tri-City Storm is home tonight. They take on Omaha. You can hear it on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, 7:05. The puck drops. And the postseason GPAC Soccer Awards are out. Allison Contoir of Hastings, the co-defensive player of the year in the conference. And on the men's side, they just took like all the awards. Chris Crank is the coach of the year. A.J. Dingledine is the offensive player of the year. And Derek Prinz is the co-defensive player of the year. They get ready to play for the conference championship. High school football went like it should have last night. Tomorrow we talk more about the Division II matchup. UNK football coach Derek Morris and the head football coach at Saginaw Valley State of Michigan going to join us as well. Joe DeMeo from Fantasy Players Edge. Kansas talk during the week as well. Holy moly.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, 23 hours from now, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.